Verse of 40th case. I think you remember the case, but let me read it once more again. As the officer, Lu Chuan, was talking with Nan Chuan, he said, most of the teachings, Chao said, heaven, earth, and I have the same root. Myriad things and I are one body. This is quite marvelous. Nan Chuan pointed to a flower in the garden. He called to the officer and said, people these days see this flower as a dream. The verse, seeing, hearing, awareness, knowledge, these are not one and the same. The mountains and rivers are not seen in the mirror. The frosty skies, moon set, the night nearly half over, with whom will it cast a shadow cold in the clear pool? Seeing, hearing, awareness, knowledge. This means the appearance of a phenomenal world, what you can discriminate, trees, birds, snows, through the six consciousnesses. Six sense object, six consciousness, consciousness. So, seeing, hearing, awareness, knowledge, six sense object, six sense organ, six senses, trees, birds. These are not one and the same. I don't think it is exactly one and the same, what you can say idealistically. Anyway, because here is a tree, here is a bird, here is a snow, which is very clearly existing. So, trees, trees, flower is flower, winter is winter. Before we say all sentient beings are the same and one. If you say all beings are one and the same, it is already a kind of the idea coming from human speculation. So, flower is flower, but flower is exactly flower. Before we think so, or we don't think so, anyway, flower is flower. Flower is exactly flower is universe, without being interrupted by birds, snows, spring, etc. Flower is exactly flower. That's the point which this verse, anyway, the first line says, seeing, hearing, awareness, knowledge, these are not one and the same. So through your six consciousness, anyway, you can see everything which is completely independent. But it is not completely separate from others. Flower is flower, desk is desk, but desk is, anyway, desk, before you think, all are one. Or you don't say so. Anyway, table is table. That means you have to see the table, you have to see the snow or winter, before you think or before you don't think, anyway. This is a real picture of winter, which is different from spring and summer, they say. So, in the commentary, in the note, it says, in the multitude of forms and myriad appearances, there is not a single thing. Means, if you say something, if there is something you can mention, it is already a single thing you can pick up. Immediately, it is something advancing through, advancing in your thought. Immediately. So it is a single thing. But in the multitude of forms and myriad appearances, there is not a single thing. Anyway, there's no one to say, anyway, there is completely, absolutely no single thing you can tell or you cannot tell. Anyway, seven flowers, eight blows means completely everything. Everything manifests itself in its all multitude. So, the translator note says, seven flowers, eight blows is one literal translation of a phrase that bears multiple meanings. It can mean profusion, confusion, and multiplicity, cracked and shattered. It can also mean opened up, clearly distinct, everything revealed in all its multiplicity.
Seven flowers, eight blooms.
Okay. So seven flowers, eight blooms means anyway explaining the total manifestation of each existence. Table, snow, trees, birds. So in the human world, myriad beings exist. So that means seven flowers, eight blooms. Seven flowers, eight blooms. So what are they? Seven flowers and eight blooms. It is something we can say about it. Because taking it in the possession of a form, saying winter or trees, birds, but at that time you are already falling into concept. So we have to see, we have to anyway take one more step here. That is not single thing, exactly not single thing. That's why he says there is not a single thing, seven flowers, eight blows. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind are all at once. Hammerhead without a hole. That is total picture. This is very good Zen terminologies expressing real picture of the truth. Real picture of the truth is the hammerhead. Hammerhead with no hole. Without hole means if you have a hammer, without hole means putting the handle. that is whole for the hundred. So that time, that Dharma doesn't make sense. So that is really expression of a root picture of the truth, what the truth is. So it says hammerhead with a hole, without hole. So all eyes, ears, nose, tongues, body, mind, and smells and colors all at once, are all at once hammerhead without hole. It means exactly true as it really is, before you think so, before you don't think so. Before you explain according to the Buddha's teaching, so-called emptiness or oneness. If you say it's emptiness or it's oneness, it's already concept. So before this, anyway, we have to think, we have to see real truth, real truth. So that is this, the meaning of this first verse. Seeing, hearing, awareness, knowledge, these are not one and the same. Mountains and rivers are not seen in the mirror. So, of course, it is not the desirable that all sentient beings are reflected in the realm of the six consciousnesses. It is six sense objects, six sense organs. It is not real awareness of truth, because all sentient beings are exactly reflected in the mirror, in the realm of your six senses, the six organs, sense organs. At that time, maybe you can realize, you can awaken too. Yes, all are one. One is all, you can say so, but it is nothing but the delusion, because all sentient beings are coming into your small territory. But exactly, it's impossible to do this. If you think so, it's already, you can think all sentient beings from your own telescope. So it's not real oneness, real truth. It is true, of course, but on the other hand, prajnaparamita, by the practice of six prajnaparamita. Anyway, if you really live in your life, very naturally, you become, your mind getting calm, and if your mind is getting calm, very naturally, you can get into the samadhi, very naturally. That is called jhana, meditation, samadhi, contemplation, one-pointedness. You can really get into oneness pretty easily. At that time, we say that is a mirror of your consciousness. Then in this mirror of your consciousness, all sentient beings are reflected simultaneously as they really are. And that time is, you can really build up really huge, beautiful mansion called the philosophy of Buddhism on one. That is Avatamsaka Sutra. It's great. And Kain Samadhi means Samadhi of Ocean Sea Samadhi. We can say so. So we can build up. But this is still not seeing real picture of the truth, which is alive with you. So that's why it says mountains or rivers are not seen in the mirror. Of course you can see if your mind really become mirror, immediately they appear, all sentient beings appear in your mirror. But if you see the shadow in the mirror, you already are right in the middle of dualistic. So it's not real truth. So, the note says there is no such scenery here. Where am I? There is no such scenery here. Where am I? What is long is of itself long. What is short is of itself short. Green is green and yellow is yellow. So, from this point, anyway, winter is exactly winter. There is no such scenery here. Here, where am I? Here am I, where am I means, well, you always, we always justify ourselves. Understanding the yourself, understanding your object on the basis of foundation, on the basis of, what would you say, intellectual thought, systematized thought, always. And then at that time, we can see a certain scenery, where am I? Yes, I am in the middle of the Buddha's world. But this is nothing but systematized teaching. This is nothing but something you can see. You can see it through the six consciousness, six object anyway. So there is no such end of the real truth. The real truth. There is no such scenery here. Where am I? Complete. If you're getting into deeper and deeper, at that time you don't know. You don't get anything you can depend on. Where you are, what you are, you don't know exactly. So from this point, all you have to do is, even though you don't know where you are exactly, you have to stand up. You are becoming you, what you are, from moment to moment. That is, you are you. You are long is of yourself long. You are short is of yourself short. That's enough. Yellow is yellow. Red is red. So, from this point, you know, when you really stand up in that way, you are you, winter is winter. Where do you see them? Finally, question is, where do you see them? Where you are? Where are you? So from where you are looking at, anyway, there is nothing to say anyway. But all you have to do is, you have to stand up straight there, as you really are. That is just a practice every day. So next, the next line says, the frosty skies, moon set, the night nearly half over. That is kind of taking an example in order to explain the real picture of the truth which is fully alive. The frosty skies, moon sets, the night nearly half over. Frosty skies, moon set, the night nearly half over means at night. Anyway, there is a frosty moon in the sky, and also night becomes very deep. At that time, everything sleeps. Everything are exactly at night, very quiet. But the moon is shining. Is there some reason why moon has to shine? Illuminates? Because somebody look at the moon? Because moon thinks that he has to help somebody? No reason. But moon, the moon just illuminates all of the human world means without expecting anything, just as illuminating. Just like a donkey look at the well. Well, look at the donkey anyway.
For whom? For what?
The moon has to shine. If you say so, it's ideas coming from human speculation. Only human speculation thinks of why. Why the moon shines at night. So, at that time, there is completely no one, nothing there. Nothing there. Everything is, becomes quiet. So no one look at the moon, nothing, look at the nothing anyway. But all it has to do is just to illuminate from moment to moment. That is frosty skies, moon sets. The night nearly half over. The note says, he has let you into the weeds. Weeds means this comment, not really the comments to the this verse, the line of this verse, kind of ironically. So he has let you into the weeds means a little bit complications. Confuse. Well, he is leading you into some, well, tanglement. We don't know what is it. Who look at for what? Completely we don't know. Just like a mist. So that's why he ironically says he has led you into the ways. He means this Secho the master Sudo, who made this poem. Sudo, anyway, Sudo has led you into the ways. The whole world has never concealed it. That means complete everything is totally revealed without anything to be hidden. So, the I only means, it means completely no reason, well, no one to look at, but nothing. All it, the moon has to do is to manifest itself in the universe. That is, the whole world has never concealed it. I only fear you will go sit inside a ghost cave. Ghost cave means real picture of the truth. Ghost cave, because we don't know what it is. It's kind of a dream. It's kind of a ghost. We don't know. According to the human speculations, we don't know. Truth is just like a ghost. According to human speculation, human thought, systematized by philosophy, psychology, physics, we don't know what it is. So very natural it is manifestly expressed by a ghost cave. But it is really the meaning of the Buddha's word or the truth. So I only fear you will get sick inside a ghost cave if he has to say so. So far, anyway, Secho, the master, also this commentator, always explains the giving the total picture of the truth, which is fully alive. If you understand very naturally, we really want to sit there. If we want to really keep it. How do we keep it? So I only fear you will go sit inside a ghost cave. At that time you can really experience excitement or religious fascination or it's called enlightenment, but it is not. Real enlightenment is not real truth. The real truth is accepting your truth before you experience, before you don't experience anyway. That is real truth. So finally, the last line says, with whom will it cast a shadow cold in the clear pool? So with whom will it cast shadows? The moon shines, moon shines. For with whom does the moon shines every night? For whom? For whom? Anyway, here is then terms. Flowers bloom in the spring. So for whom do they bloom? For whom do they bloom? It is already human speculation. A flower itself, just a bloom. Tiny flower blooms in the mountain. No one knows. For whom? Poor flowers. It is human speculation. Oh, poor boys. This is already human speculation. The tiny flower itself blooms is completely beyond human speculation. Because no comparison there, no confliction there, just let the life of flowers anywhere bloom. So, with whom will it cast a shadow? Just a cold in the clear pool. Exactly, pool is pool. The moon is moon. The moon, just the moon, pools, which is cold, is just a pool. But, but, anyway, looking at each other. For whom? No. With whom? For what? No reason, no words. It is an interesting poem composed by one of the Japanese famous priests who lived in the 19th century. He says, what are you illuminating? After the storm in the winter night, that would I ask the moon. What are you illuminating? This is a question, anyway. What are you illuminating? But I want to tell you, I want to ask the moon after any storm in the winter night. Anyway, I want to ask. What are you illuminating? In order to save all sentient beings? In order to give the troubles to all sentient beings in the winter? If you shine, anyway, all over the world, you should have some purpose anyway. To help, or to give a natural disaster, for what? What are you illuminating? What are you shining? Because storm is storm. Storm is exactly natural disasters. The people die, people suffer from the natural disasters. But the moon's just a shining without doing anything. This is the useful, this is the real picture of the moon, this is the real function of the moon. It's far distance from the human world, that's why all the moon has to do is to just shine. Whatever you say, it doesn't hit the mark. Because the moon is just a moon. Storm is just a storm. Well, in this case, lots of questions come up. If you think immediately, there are lots of questions come up. In California, now they have lots of problems, natural disasters, by storm. So why do they have this suffering? Why do we have this lots of snows in the winter? If the moon is kind of God or kind of divinity, which has a lot of powers.
What do you do?
For us, please do something. But whatever we say, when the storm comes, just the storm. So we have to prepare for the storm, we have to do something for the storm, anyway, to do something for it. Way beyond thinking in that way. For what? With food. Storm has to do for human beings. That's why this priest says, what are you illuminating? What are you shining after the storm in the winter night? That's what I ask the moon. No answer to this. No answer in this poem. But we want to ask, I want to ask you, because I is nothing but a human being. This is human speculation. The world of the human speculation. Always we want to say something. We want to justify ourselves on the basis of, anyway, intellectual, psychological, anyway, system of human life. In the comment it says, is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there something you can say? For whom? With what? For what? If they didn't sleep on the same bed, how could they know the cover is worn out? Anyway, but that truth, real truth, is not something separate from us. Anyway, it is always with us, with us. Because truth in Buddhism, anyway, constantly says something about it through, anyway, human life, from human life directly. So, Buddhism never say anything what metaphysical or psychological or philosophical. It's really based on human experience, human life. So it's always with us. So if they didn't sleep on the same bed, how could they know the cover is worn out anyway? Someone who is sad shouldn't speak of it to another who is sad. If he speaks to a sad man, it would sadden him to death. What someone who is sad shouldn't speak of it to another who is sad. What do you understand this one? Very natural. Well, very natural. If you feel sad and then you want to talk to somebody who is sad, very natural you shake hands and bark, you cry, can cry. But you cannot get out from sadness. Then naturally, you can feel sad to death. Finally, no life there. That means if you understand anyway real truth, then you can talk about real truth to somebody who knows about real truth. Very naturally, we can shake hands. Yes, you are real blessed. That means already you fall into the trap. Very naturally, if you see somebody who don't understand, very naturally, you put him down anyway. You are not Buddhist. You are not Christians, etc. So very naturally, you become sad to death. So, if you really know the real truth, you can't say anything. Because you don't see anybody you want to tell. You don't know, you don't have any reason why you have to say, or why you have to keep yourself silent. We don't know, anyway. But you know pretty well. That means for Dogen Zenji always tell us constantly. That is just continuation, continuous practice, continuous, in Sandokai, not Sandokai, Hokyo Zammai, end of the Hokyo Zammai. Very nice, short terms there. So all you have to do is to carry on and on every day. That's quiet practice. Just like a fool and stupid. This is a host within a host. Means it is great person within a great person. That means super great. That is a great practice to manifest the truth, which is really truth. So nothing to say, but all you have to do is just you can be alive there. So this is Dogen Zenji's practice, and also Buddha's practice and Patriot's practice always. And Genjo Koan always, Genjo Koan in Dogen Zenji says, says when the Buddhas are genuinely Buddhas, there is no need for them to be conscious that they are Buddhas, yet they are realized Buddhas, and they continue to realize Buddhas. So continue to realize Buddhas. So this realization of Buddhas is just carried on day by day, day from from moment to moment. The commentary I have to say, page 296, first end toward end of the first paragraph. Each thing abides in its normal state. The mundane aspect always remains in its normal state. In Chinese it says, in Japanese it says, Hoi means Dharma. It means a state. Dhamma state, a place. So Dhamma place. You say Hoi. Dogen Zenji also uses very often this term. For instance, in the Genjo Koan, he said, we must realize that firewood is at the Dhamma stage of firewood, and although being possessed of before and after, the firewood is cut off from before and after. So, firewood, anywhere firewood the winter, the trees, birds. Anyway, winter is winter. That means completely winter coming off from before and after. Means complete beyond you think or you don't think. No before and after. So no middle. No, nothing. Anyway, that is cutting off before and after. Even though there is before and after. Well, according to human speculation, we live there. Anyway, according to human speculation, dualistic world, there are before and after, of course. But we have to see, anyway, we have to see, what would you say, back of the phenomenal world. Well, let me use the back and the front, temporary. Anyway, in the front, anyway, winter is really alive, something. But behind the winter, we can see, behind the winter, we can see. Anyway, there is huge, anyway, energy, nothing but the energy. Maybe according to modern physics, we can say many energies. So only there is behind the phenomenal world. Well, phenomenal world is really backed by, supported, and maintained by these energies. That is called truth and Dhamma nature, or Buddha nature, whatever you say, truth. So, very naturally it is, that is just like energies moving anyway. So that is called, everything is at the Dhamma stage, in a moment. In a moment, the winter is at the one single Dhamma stage of so-called winter. The temporary, we can say, winter. But it is really supported by energies. That energy is nothing but Dhamma stage. That is a Dhamma stage. Only the winter is present at the Dhamma stage. It is called anywhere winter. But within this winter, there is no idea of before and after, whether you can think or you don't think. But nevertheless, there is a before and after. Only when the winter is at the Dhamma stage of winter, that time we can say temporary winter. But we have to see anywhere back and front, but simultaneously, without separations, because back and front exactly working together dynamically. So that is called the Dhamma stage. Here says, each thing abides in its normal state. So I don't know normal state. How do you understand this? But I don't know. So maybe we can use Dhamma stage and then you can explain a little bit about this. Okay.
Yeah.